sagehandle.com/chat, C-H-A-T. If you want to be a part of the conversation, you need a username, a password, and an email, and you are good to go, ladies and gentlemen. It is a good time had by all. And, yeah, you're not doing anything else right now except probably talking to your cat, the walls, or maybe that pillow that's starting to look like Wilson from Castaway. So why don't you jump into the Crusader Stadium and at least type a conversation with another human being that's in there. I guarantee you, no bots, no trolls. We have such a great lineup for you the rest of this day, folks. Following the brief, we have another amazing episode of the Barker Break. And then we have Joe and Joe showing up and bringing the Northeastern fight to the front line with Joe and Joe as they show up. And then we have the consecration of St. Joseph after that. So we have great programming all day, ladies and gentlemen. Another reason why we are asking for you to support this listener-owned radio enterprise. We are not governed by anybody else. We have no billionaire boosters. We are not a part of some kind of conglomerate. We work for you. We are owned essentially by you. We're a listener-owned radio enterprise. So please, help us out, support us at crusadechannel.com. So, I just got this sent to me. You can send me, if you have a story or something you want me to cover, the things I cover here on the brief mostly, I always cover the news of the day, the big breaking story of the day. I'm always going to cover things such as Homeland Security because I have a master's in it. I'm always going to cover abortion because it's one of the core issues I cover or I believe in. And I'm always going to cover gun rights. I'm always going to cover something about guns. Somebody ever asked me things that matter the most to me? Pro-life, pro-gun, pro-limited government, pro-small government. So those are going to be the stories you're going to hear on the Barrett Brief, along with some funny things and some other stories as well, like the Karen meme we're going to talk about. Sometimes some tech stuff. But that's the core of the Barrett Brief. It's going to be pro-life, pro-gun, pro-limited government. That's what we'll talk about. So if you have any stories that you would like me to cover and get the word out there, like HB 5717 last week, which I put a post on the Acting All Crusadery log about that, send them to me, BarrettBrief@CrusadeChannel.com or at Barrett Brief on my Twitter feed, BarrettBrief. My DMs are open. So people actually get that. You'll understand what that means. So that's just you can help keep the show fresh and interactive as well. And sometimes I just miss stories. So let me know if there's a story you want me to cover. Speaking of stories, let's talk about President Trump. In one way, he is, I mean, I guess the Twitter feed is his only way to really express how he's feeling, because his Twitter feed is completely and directly opposite to his Rona rallies, as they call them. Right? His Rona rallies. Coronavirus rallies. So on Twitter, they call them the Rona rallies. His Rona rallies, until he gets to the mic and he does the question and answer period, in which he just, you know, that's when he gets to roast pretty much all the silly little reporters that are out there. But this weekend, on Friday, we talked about it a little bit on the brief. He sent out three tweets: liberate Michigan, liberate Minnesota, liberate Virginia and your Second Amendment. And of course, everybody freaked out. Metha O'Rourke, which you might know him as Robert Francis Beto O'Rourke, came out and said, you know, with his sweaty hands and walking around on a skateboard, like, duh, bruh, when, like, you know, people in Virginia storm the Capitol with their AK-47s and their AR-15s. It's like, bro, because of this tweet. And it's not. You're a bunch of idiots. You are a bunch of morons in that regard, because liberate does not automatically mean violence. But if that's what you go to, why see what your thinking is. So President Trump, we have a little bit of, we have some clips here, or we have one clip of his exchange with a couple of reporters talking about the one where the president said, liberate Virginia and your great Second Amendment, which he's all kinds of wrong on that. But at least the idea, the baseline's correct, but everything else is just wrong. So let's take a listen to that here on the Bear Brief on the Crusade Channel.
Virginia, where they want to take your guns away, if they want to violate your Second Amendment. When you look at, I mean, look, I'm getting along very nicely with the governor of Michigan, but she has things, don't buy paint, don't buy roses, don't buy, I mean, she's got all these crazy things. I really believe somebody sitting in their boat in a lake should be okay. They shouldn't arrest people. Some of them are being unreasonable. I really believe that they're being unreasonable. But I think Virginia is a great case, though, because they're using this. They're trying to take your guns away in Virginia. And if people in Virginia aren't careful, that's what's going to happen to them. So, yeah, I mean, I could see where he's coming from. I think it's a strong statement, because hopefully this will be over very soon for all of us. But some have gotten carried away. They have absolutely gotten carried away. Since we released the guidelines to open up America again, and this was 2 days ago, a number of states led by both Democrat and Republican governors have announced concrete steps to begin a safe, gradual, and phased opening. Texas and Vermont will allow certain businesses to open on Monday while still requiring appropriate social distancing precautions. Montana will begin lifting restrictions on Friday. Ohio, North Dakota, and Idaho have advised non-essential businesses to prepare for a phased opening starting May 1st. While we mourn the tragic loss of life, and you can't mourn it any stronger than we're mourning it, the United States has produced dramatically better health outcomes than any other country, with the possible exception of Germany, and I think we're as good or better.
So there you go. There's some of it here and there. And yeah, Trump is in this weird spot, right? Because on the one hand, if he acts like a dictator or an authoritarian, or well, as I called him out for, when he mentioned the sole power, I have sole authority, they rip him. And when he leaves it up to the states, they go after him and they say, you're so weak and all of these other things. And so it's kind of ridiculous in this regard. And it's in response to the protests. There were protests in Washington and in Michigan and in Minnesota and in all these other states for this simple reason.